The weather's getting nicer too, so you can be outside and
Get some vitamin
get some
D.
vitamin D. I was also trying to do research on the benefits of vitamin D, but I feel like
Oh, most people
kind of know
know.
them. Like, obviously it's good, but I just didn't know about this grounding thing before.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I think I'll definitely have to start doing that as
Yeah, you
well,
should. We
so
should be walking around
we
the
will. Oh,
station,
yeah.
no shoes.
After this, we're taking off our shoes,
Yeah, for sure.
but
But also, just one side note is that it does not work very well if it's like pavement or concrete.
Oh,
Like the
yeah.
benefits, but it does still feel good to get those toes out of the shoes, you know?
Yeah.
So
Yeah, I mean, if the concrete's like boiling hot and you got those shoes off and you're just basically trying to step around like on a frying pan, I don't think
But if
that
it
would be
has
nice.
some texture, you know, like I like that. Like, weren't you like as a kid, didn't you always run around the neighborhood with no shoes on? Yeah, like that's I feel like that's a natural thing, you know? And like now that society's coming to us as older
Society says wear
people, like
shoes.
yeah, they've submitted us into this, yeah, like wearing shoes every day. Like, come on.
Yeah, but we'll move past that. But okay, I think
Return to our roots. That's
return to
just
the roots.
the moral of this
More of the
story,
story.
this segment. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So yeah, there's a little tip of the day. So next up, we're just gonna play up some songs. So you'll be hearing the band Tops and their song Superstition Future. So hope
Hope you
you
guys
enjoy.
enjoy.
Ooh, I was like in unison.
Almost, you're close.
Thank you.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Stella.
And I'm your other co-host, Corey.
And you just heard Back in Your Head by Tegan and Sarah. Classic. And before that, Superstition Future by Tops. And the next song coming up is a song that is near and dear to my heart. And I don't know if you guys have heard of the Gins, but they are a local Vancouver band from East Van, which is where I'm from. So already a little soulful connection there. And I saw them perform live last year and they were super good. And they have a semi-new album called It's a Life. I think it was dropped last June 2023. And right now they're on tour. So, like, I think they're going to Victoria on March 30th, and then they'll actually be in Vancouver 25th of April. So you guys should totally check them out. I'm a big fan of theirs. I even have a t-shirt I bought at their show.
Awesome.
And yeah, so the song coming up is called Metro by the Gins. It's very grungy. I love the main singer's voice. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy.
Hope you guys enjoy.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts, public affairs, interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures, public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. I'm your co-host, Corey.
I'm your other co-host, Stella. And the song you just heard was Setting Sun by You'll Never Get to Heaven. And they're a duo from London, Ontario. And it's very dreamy, a little haunting. Yeah.
Pretty good, yeah. Okay. We just wanted to talk a little more this time about how we actually find these songs.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole process is basically every week we go through this app called Plex, and it has a bunch of these very local individual artists, usually from Vancouver area, Canadian, a lot of Femcon, but a lot of other artists that all sound pretty similar. But yeah, there is so much music out there, and there are so many bands, and it's very difficult to actually sift through all of them to find music that we like every week.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's definitely like a lot of good music on Plex, and obviously like music is subjective, but it is kind of like, okay, another like, you know, like white indie band is kind of like, okay, yeah, we've seen it before and we want to see something a little different. So we were wondering, like, how hard is it to like get your name out there too?
Yeah, there's so many bands out there, and it's just like who signs these people, and
mm-hmm.
how are they, and some of them have like less than 10 listeners, or
yeah, and how do they get popular because honestly, mm-hmm. I don't even know if it's like based on talent at all. Like when you think about some, like I don't want to publicly like, you know, shame somebody, but there's like a lot of very not so good artists out there with very basic lyrics. Like I don't think they even write them themselves mm-hmm. and like, you know, basic music behind that too, but somehow they're super famous, making so much money. And then there's a lot of really talented artists that don't get the recognition that they deserve.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know that I was looking and researching more about this on my part, and I found that it was about 0.0038% actually so specific that go pro in the music industry. So mm-hmm. it was a study by Digital Music News, so take this information, give or take, but it definitely is a really low percentage of actually making it to become, like, I don't know, the next Ariana Grande or Taylor Swift.
Because it's like, maybe you need to actually be selling your soul or something to make it this? Big.
And how does a song become popular?
I know, because there's so many local Vancouver artists, too, that I'm like, these artists are so good, but just what is that ingredient that will lead you to fame?
Right.
Because I know partially, like, right now there is, like, social media and the internet. Like, if you have a viral song or something, mm-hmm. like Pink Panther-S, for example, like...
Oh, yes.
She was just posting little clips of her songs, and then it was almost, like, not by chance, but it's like... On social media, like, people discovered her and then made her songs, like, a trend.
Yeah, and she was the one with that Barbie song, right? I think
she had a Barbie song.
Yeah, it was in the Barbie movie that
Yeah, so, like, featured. She went from just being on, you know, posting little TikTok videos to being in, like, a super big blockbuster movie.
Right.
From, like, just that easily. But there's so many other people out there making music like that, too. And it's like, why was she the one?
Yeah, and sharing discovered? On social media, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone is on social media sharing mm-hmm. their music. So, yeah, who determines what song becomes popular? But
yeah, because I don't know, like, how long do you think it takes, the kind of diverting to a slightly different topic, but like, how long do you think it takes you to like decide that a piece of music is like, oh, this is good?
I think definitely I'm kind of a skipper. Like whenever I go through songs, I like skipping to the middle just to hear what the song sounds like. And if I immediately like it when I hear that 20 seconds in, I'm like, okay, this is a good song. Then I listen to the full song. Yeah. And then,
Because I think with like social media too, it's like, okay, we need to have like an attention grabbing like hook or something, or like something like that. And to get people's attention to listen to it. Because me as well, like, I'll listen to a bit of the song and kind of make a snap decision if I like it or not.
Mm-hmm,
but I also have had, like, a lot of experiences where the first time I listened to it, I'm not, like, a super big fan.
Yes.
And I listen to it again, and like, wait a second, like, I was missing something here. Like, this is really good. And then, like, months later, after the first time I listened to it, I'll be really enjoying it.
That actually happened in one of the songs we played before. There was that song by Analog Monsta, and it was called Time 2. And I didn't like it personally the first time I heard it, but then after hearing it at the station here, it was just like, oh, it clicked something in my brain.
So it makes you want, like, for artists it must be so difficult to like try to balance
exactly
like, okay, what's that feeling that we need to give people, like, what is that special something? But I guess everyone's different. Like, it is, there's definitely people that I know that we have completely different music taste.
I feel like as well that what makes, back to the topic of what makes a song popular, I feel like it's definitely about appearances as well. That's super important because it's especially all these very conventionally attractive.
Oh, like how like easy it is to get famous.
Because Taylor Swift, for example, like she's basically perfect. Like her face is the golden ratio almost. Yeah. So, and she's a great singer. So I feel like you have to have a combination of good looks and talent.
And like a blonde white woman.
Yeah, and a blonde white
woman.
From
the US. Like, it's very like people kind of like idolize that too.
Yeah. But I feel like that's more for female artists particularly too.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's kind of like a certain standard where it's like, okay, you need to have some sort of talent, but then you have to be beautiful.
Yeah.
As well.
Like Rihanna, Beyonce. Ariana Grande. They're all
but then
so
you look at like Jay-Z, like, even Kanye West, like they're not really like extremely
handsome,
appealing.
I feel like, and then Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
No offense.
Ed Sheeran, man,
come on.
Yeah, okay, we're not trying to hate on anybody's looks, but it is just there's a different standard for women, I think, for sure, in that industry.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, with acting, with, like, basically any kind of entertainment, they're going to be held to that
standard. You just have to be beautiful. But
yeah, that's all, you know.
That's all. It's, like, small standard. Yeah. It's okay. But, yeah, we also, and as well in music, it's really surprising because even though there's so many top female artists, there's actually many, 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 many more male artists compared to female artists in the music field. So there's actually a ratio of 3.5 male artists to one female artist.
Really?
Ratio. Yeah. So okay. I find that so surprising. And mm-hmm. as well, there was a study that was done from the USC Annenberg School of Communications and Journalism, to be specific. But they found
just a little study.
But they found that actually in 2022 that only 30% of the Billboard Hot 100 year-end chart lists were women. And so, I don't know. Isn't that crazy how male-dominated music is?
I think it's also partly, like, I think a lot of men don't want, like, this is a generalization, obviously, but, like, from my encounters with guys around our age, like, I think they don't want to, like, listen to female artists as much. Like, if they're super into rap and, like, that kind of thing, it's very, like,
feminine look.
It's kind of like, I don't know, they think it's kind of, I don't know what they're thinking, to be honest, but I've noticed that it's kind of like a pattern.
Especially Drake listeners.
Yeah.
Drake listeners.
So I think, like, I guess, I don't know, because for me, I identify with female artists, like, I really like listening to them, but I don't know if men have the same connection with them, or if it's a matter of, like, not taking their voices as seriously, or what.
I feel like, as well, I think of it more as a confidence-wise, because I know that women, as in general, are more insecure of their talents, and
that's true.
They know themselves. They know their ego. They think that they're better. So I feel like they're more confident to put themselves out there. And it's not even limited to just being a male artist or musician, but everything. Like even at the radio station here, I feel like a lot of our shows are run by guys.
It is definitely, like, a lot of entertainment fields are dominated by men.
Yeah. So, yeah, radio is one, music, a lot of things. But it's changing. I know that from the same study from before, they found that the trend of more female artists is increasing from 10 years ago. So, like, around the last decade, it was around 22% was the Billboard top 100 that were women. So, you know, we're getting there.
I love to see it because, like, honestly, as, like, a teenager or, like, a young woman, like, listening to other women singing about problems that, you know, you think you have or stuff like that, it feels very healing for me, at least. I'm like, okay, like, that really makes me feel like I'm not alone. Like,
yeah, exactly.
There we go.
But then if a guy does it, it's like...
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't have relatable. The same effect on me. It doesn't have the same effect on me.
And as well, I just like women singing. I feel like it's much more appealing.
Yeah.
Just personally. But...
Yeah, no bias here at all.
No, no bias. Two women talking about women singing.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I think we are running out of time.
Like always. We always could talk a little more, but...
Mm-hmm. But, I think that's it. We have one more song after this, but we just wanted to thank you for being here for our little open mic, and... Yeah, the next show up will be Revolution Rock. So stay tuned to check them out.
Mm-hmm. And we hope to see you guys next week too.
Yes.
Same time, Tuesday, 6 p.m.
Yes. So come back and join us.
You have to.
So, okay. And the last song we'll be playing is it
Reverie
by Body Wash.
Yeah. They're from Montreal. Little dream pop duo again. So yeah, play the track, Corey.
Yeah, I'll play the track. So, thanks for coming by.
Bye.